Following tale is based upon a true story. Gamers Behaving Badly, Episode 4, Breaking the Looking Glass. When we last witnessed Gamers Behaving Badly, Jim joined the group, and while being nearly forced to fall on the cleric grenade and become the group's healer, he, along with Jenny's help, created a multi-class holy man troubadour. This allowed Jim to play a character he actually wanted, and provide the party with some much-needed healing magic. But play would have to wait, as the group descended into a tangent-filled evening, sharing stories and all manner of discussions, including Jenny's sordid past with a gamer from another group. And now, having done absolutely nothing to advance the adventure in the last session, our intrepid players are now determined to actually play this time around. With their new holy man slash troubadour in tow, the party has fought their way through the hobgoblin bandits and discovered the lair of the fiendish wizard, Grandpa Haas. Having battled hard through the many tricks, traps, and troops, the party prepares to face down the evil wizard.
Having dispatched the remainder of the hobgoblin guards in this room, you move toward the massive oak and iron-bound doors where you are sure the mage, Grandpa Haas.
Grandpass.
You seriously think that's still funny?
What? Grandpass? Yes.
Grab ass.
Hall pass?
City of brass?
Molass ass.
Look, the mage, Grandpa Haas, retreated behind these doors and awaits you along with what remains of his minions.
You're welcome for that, by the way.
Hey, that wasn't all you.
Fair enough. But it sure was most of it.
Yes, it appears Craig may have exercised his dice rolling demons with some clutch rolling, much better than his younger brother.
Couldn't get much worse.
Indeed. Actually, Sam, I think you've barely hit anything at all tonight.
Bobby's not doing so well.
And neither's his face.
Ha ha! Half-ogres aren't known for their chiseled good looks.
Or for their sparkling personality.
Hey, everyone has a dump stat.
So you think you've trapped the mage and his minions here, in what you believe to be a burial chamber, but the stout door is shut tightly.
Wizbandius will check it for traps.
Okay. She searches the door and it seems to be free of traps.
Wait, why did you roll and not Jenny?
Well, it adds a bit more realism if I do it. If Jenny rolled and knew her roll was successful, it takes away from the fun. I mean, in reality, her character would be confident but wouldn't truly know.
Reality? This is a game.
The rules don't say you roll, though. They say the player should.
I thought you might say that. The rules say it's just a skill check. Doesn't indicate who rolls the dice.
I don't mind it, actually. It's kind of fun. Mysterious.
Yeah, I like it, too.
Pipe down, new guy. You're not helping.
Probably about as much fun as you can have. With that kind of character, anyway.
I like it as well. Way to add some depth and get in your PC, Jen.
Are you all high? I think it's lame.
You mean like you're dice rolling tonight?
I don't really care if you don't like it, Sam. It's not your character and Bobby doesn't have any skills that I'd have to do rolling for anyway. So Wizbandius, what do you want to do about the door?
You sure the door is free from traps?
Pretty sure. And it's too big for me to open, so after you, big boy.
Bobby will step forward and push the doors open.
It's trapped.
Son of a bitch!
Runes on the door suddenly glow brightly and explode in a burst of flame. Bobby suffers 11 points of damage.
You know, Wizbandius probably would have found that trap if she'd have been single-classed.
Always gotta go there, don't ya?
The party charges into battle against Grandpa's. Steel flashes and magical energy spark. While the initial battle goes in favor of our heroes, the tide soon changes as James the Fighter is knocked unconscious, followed quickly by Baldur the Troubadour slash Holyman, while Baymark the Would-Be Knight and Bobby the Half-Ogre Barbarian engage the last of the hobgoblins, Wizbandius moves to sneak up upon the fiendish wizard in a desperate attempt to finish the fight.
Okay, Jenny, Wisbandius moves in stealthily behind Grandpa's. You're hoping to sneak attack. The mage goes before you, however, and casts a spell. Multiple images of the wizard appear around and near him. You know this to be the Looking Glass Likeness spell. There are now so many Grandpa's, you are not sure which one is real and which one is fake.
So what is the plural of Grandpa's? Grandpa'sie? Grandpa's is?
What would you like to do?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to attack one of them and hope for the best.
Wait!
Wisbandius moves in, readies her sword for a sneak attack, then closes her eyes.
What now?
She's going to close her eyes and make her sneak attack.
Okay. You automatically miss.
No, she doesn't.
What? How so?
I was hoping you'd say that. If you'd kindly turn your gaze toward page 224 of the Lovely Player's Handbook. Fourth paragraph.
Though you cannot attack an opponent with total concealment, you can attack the square that you believe the opponent occupies. A successful attack into the square has a 50% miss chance.
So, in other words, that spell won't do jack against somebody with their eyes closed because she can't see her opponent. She simply needs to attack his square and has a 50% chance of success. It's in the rules, man. And payback's a bitch, you know.
Wow. And I thought you were a dick, Earl.
Okay, Jenny. All out. Roll it.
Yeah!
Yes!
Woo! Right.
Awesome. Yeah. Damn, dude. That is some hardcore rule screwing there.
Okay, your blade lands true, going through the back of the sinister mage, Grandpa's. His body spasms as he falls to the ground. Seeing their masters dead, the minions of Grandpa's...
Would these be the Graham children?
The minions either surrender or attempt to flee. Well done, Jenny.
Aha! They shall not be allowed to flee. Baymark forbids their exit, but promises them fair justice from the tip of my righteous sword.
Yeah, James is just happy he's still alive. Can we get a healing spell over here?
Baymark salutes the fair spell slinger Wisbandius. You have done a most noble deed today, milady. And quite cleverly, I might add. I salute you. Perhaps my now-deceased brother judged you too harshly. Whereas most thieves and rabble would have cowered in fear, you shown great bravery. Your noble deed will not go unnoticed.
Yeah, with a power gamer like Sam in your corner, who really needs to fear anything?
Wisbandius thanks the young knight for his kind words. But she wouldn't have been able to do it without help from her good half-ogre barbarian buddy here.
Hey, I provided the tools, she provided the talent.
You three need a room or anything? Took Sam's rule screw pretty well tonight.
Well, it's been a while since Sam screwed anything, so I thought I'd let him have it.
I can't believe Earl rule screwed you on that trap roll tonight.
Well, it's been a while since Earl screwed anything, so I thought I'd let him have it.
You know, sometimes I can't believe the way those two screw with the rules.
Well, odds are neither one of them has screwed anything lately, so it's best to just let them have it.
Gamers Behaving Badly stars Dan Repperger, Wayne Cole, Mikey Mason, Julie Hussey, Scott Nelson, and Sean McHale. Written, produced, and edited by Chris Hussey.
Music provided by Dronolin's Tower. Sound effects courtesy of freesound.org and Sirenscape. The soundtrack to your gaming world.
Gamers Behaving Badly is an Are You Not Entertainment production. I'm Seneca Presley. For more episodes, production notes, and other fun, visit www.tabletellsseries.com.